Shanos and Remeya on the Oikra called Chomish, the Sodin with Peter Shesh, the Yuda on the Oikra Kalava, the Turin for Chomish, the Sodin with Peter Shesh. The Sodin with Peter Shesh, everyone holds up. Machlekes is when is the Isirachim. As what is the din of surfing with Tfilas Gesh, the din midrabana. The Reish Yosef over here, the Prima Gadim in Tav Lamed Aleph, and more Barichos in the Pre Yitzchak, in Simin Yud Ches, they declare what's the gather of this Issa Derabanan of surfing with Tfilas Shesh. Yesh Laz Biroi Vishtei Eifanim. One Eifin is to learn that Chazal said that the mitzvah shreifa we were makdim to sheish, but there is no isser shia. Or what Chazal said, the same way it's also lahashos la'achas sheish, Chazal said that huadin before chatzos, there's also an isser shia. Is this a din of there's a mitzvah to be seyrif v'chila sheish? You have nothing to do with it anyway, it's also b'achila v'ana. Or is there an Issa Shia La'achel Sheish Midrabanan? What's the gather of the Din Derabanan, what they did? As in the Rishonim, it's a Mefurish HaMachlekes Rishonim. The Pri Yitzchak brings a very interesting Arzavua that brings a Shita that on Erev Pesach he waited till Chatzos to burn his chametz. Not like us, that we burn our chametz by Zman Sreifa. But he waited till the Rega Acha Chatzos. Why? Because he was choishish for the Shitas Mishainim that the mitzvah Tashbisu is La'acha Chatzos. And you're only Mekayim Tashbisu after Chatzos, after you have a mitzvah. Koidim Zmana is like you're shaking a lulav before Sukkot. As burning chametz before the mitzvah of burning chametz, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. As he waited with his chametz till chatzos, and he burnt it by chatzos. Frank the Pri Yitzchak, if midrabanan they made a iser shia, you're not allowed to leave chametz till chatzos, so how could he hold on to it? Muchach that he held is no iser shia. On the other hand, he brings the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is on Davov, that the Baal HaMor Mufurish says that just like midaraisa, it's also lishos chametz la'achar chatzos, midrabanan they made an iser shia. It's also to leave your chametz till chatzos. If you're not allowed to leave chametz, you're mechuyev to make sure you burn it right away. B'sheishos, you can't wait until later on. As thus is a Mufurish of Machlekes Rishonim, is there an iser shia midrabanan? The big Nidan in the Achrayim, very interestingly, is what is Shitas Rashi? There's Rashis that have mashmois for both ways. As the Reish Yosef is in our sugya, because the Reish Yosef says there's a Rashi in our sugya, which is Mavur, there's an Isha Shia. Why? Look at Rashi, V'sarvim b'tchila sheish, v'loy yamtin atchila sheva. As the Reish Yosef is mefarish, that the Pirish of Eloi Yamdin means it's usur to be mamdin ad chila sheva. You have to burn it right away. Why? If we would have let you to wait, as people would make mistakes. Those days they didn't have watches. Because it's very easy to make a mistake in what time was. As a Melech Chazal said, whatever you're supposed to do by Chatzos, you do before. Of the lashon of Rashi, v'loy yamdin atchila sheva is mashma that you it's aser. You're not allowed to leave it ad tchila sheva. That's the Reish Yosef's diyuk in Rashi. On the other hand, the Pri Yitzchak taines very strongly that there are two Rashis which are clearly not that. Number one, Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi over there says, the Gemara says, we should make a takana that you should be boidik chametz mitchilas sheish. Why did Chazal say bdikas chametz is lel yod dalet? We should do it on yom yod dalet sheish shois. as Rashi says over there, the guy should be breaking chametz for about an hour, and when he finds his chametz, he should burn it. Frek de pri Yitzchak, if there's a iser midrabanan to leave chametz, as what's the pshat that Chazal saying, Vediga starts at sheish, and of course it's going to take you a bit of time to be able to find the chametz. Hare, it's also to have chametz midrabanan the whole shah shishis. So what are we letting this person walk around and be voidig for his chametz in shah shishis? He's got to do it before there's a iser to have chametz midrabanan on shah shishis. It's one shayla of the Pri Yitzchak. The second shayla of the Pri Yitzchak is from Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis says like this. The Gemara says the din of Rabbi Yehuda ain't be a chametz. Halasreifa is shaloi b'shas b'yuroi, aval b'shas. The Gemara says. Like this, if he's supposed to burn it b'shashishis and hashbasasas b'chol davar from chatzos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tayruch ze lama in ein lo yeitzim yamdin atshas biyuroi v'yish b'senu b'chol davar. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, is the mitzvah b'yir chametz b'sreifa is until sheisha, until chatzos. After Chatzos, even Rabbi Yehuda's Moida Hashbasasai Bechol Davar. As Rashi says, if the guy doesn't have matches, Bisman Hazeh, or in those days, he doesn't have sticks to rub together and make a fire, it's no problem. He could wait till after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and he could be Mashbasif Bechol Davar. Meduyik in Rashi, there's no Isser to leave your chametz till after Chatzos, even though midrabanan they said sorfin b'tchila sheish, but Rashi holds there's no iser to leave chametz. You're allowed to leave chametz. Right, but the lashon of Rashi is l'chatchila yish b'sen. He can't be mekayim the mitzvah. He's taking the chametz. He can't be Makayim the Mitzvah Sreifa, but the Pachas, he should have to get rid of the Chametz somehow. He couldn't be able to leave it. As Taina the Pri Yitzchak, that. Taina the Pri Yitzchak, that. L'chayra, we have two Rashis which are very clear that he holds, like this Arzarua, that there is no Chayvas Hashbasa Midrabanan before Sheish. What do you do with Rashi over here? V'loy yamdin atchila sheva. Behelim divrei the Rosh Yosef means without the Rosh Yosef making a diyuk, we would have said the diyuk is not mucha. What Rashi means over here, v'loy yamdin atchila sheva, means the takonis chachamim was don't wait till 7. You have a mitzvah, burn it before. But it's not saying there's an iser, it's aser lahamdin. Rashi's just saying that the point of the takonis chachamim was lo yamdin, not that it's aser. Chayra, that would be a kivun to get out of the deal in Rashi. Lamaisa, we're going to see, there's a very strong raya to the Rishonim, from many Rishonim, that there is an iser shia from Shei Shois Ve'elach Midrabana. What is the strong raya from our Gemara Lefi Achelik of the Rishayim? Meaning the Pri Yitzchak has a siman on it, the Pri Megadim handles it, but they don't bring L'chayra Lefi many Rishayim. We have a raya Mineyu Pei in the Gemara that no one touched on. What's the raya? Because we're going to see the Gemara is going to say the Kuli Alma Biyu Chometz Mishei Shais Ulamayla Aser Minalam. What are we bringing down this Mishnah? We're bringing down this Mishnah to be Medayik that these are all these Surei Darabana. But the Issa Daraisa is Mishei Shais Ulamayla. Which Issa Daraisa are we talking about? Azir Rabbeinu David, the Ram Chalavi, the Taisis Rashi. We're talking about the Isser Shia Midaraisa Mi Chatzos. as Lefi Divrayim, the Gemara is being medayik from this Mishnah on Yud Aleph that there's an Issa Shia Midaraisa from Chatzos. Where did the Gemara be medayik? There's an Issa Shia Midaraisa from Chatzos. Bishlema, if the din of Sorfin Bitchila Sheish means there's an Issa Shia Midarabanan, then it's very good. Well, if we see there's an Issa Shia Midarabanan, Bitchila Sheish must be Midaraisa, there's an Issa Shia Michatzos. But if you're going to learn, there's no Issa Shia Midarabanan, where did we see from this Mishnah? There's an Issa Shia Midaraisa. As Lechoira from this Gemara is a Festa Raya. Festa means very strong Raya. Two, the Achroinim that learn, there's an Issa Shia. There's an Issa Shia from Chatzos. From Sheishais, Midarabanan. Because the Gemara is bringing this Mishnah to prove this is a Shia Daraisa. As it must be, this is a Shia Midarabanan Mishesh. I, in Rashi, were being Medayik, Rashi, not that way. Evsha, Rashi, the Shitosai, that the Rishonim are going to say he has another shot in the Gemara in the Hampshire. Okay. That we'll see the Ezes Hashem. Toif. As that's the first Nakuda, if there's an Issa Derabanan to leave your chametz from Sheshana. Okay, now let's move. As the Gemara says, we see over here the Kuli Alma Miyu Chametz Misheshais Ulamayla Aser Minala. When the Gemara says these words, Aser, what Issa are we talking about? There's two options. By chametz, there's an iser to eat your chametz, and by chametz, there's an iser to leave over your chametz. In these words, aser minala, if you were writing a pirish on the Gemara, how would you be mitargim? What are these words talking about? Is it talking about iser achila or iser shia? There are a list of rishayim. The Taisus Rush, the Rabbeinu David, the Maram Chalavi, the Miri, the Rabbeinu Peretz, and many more, Duki Rabim Hem V'Efsha Leparta. Lamaisa, loads of Rishonim learn the Gemara is talking about the Iser Shia. There's an Iser to leave over Chometh, Mishay Shais Ulamai. And the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu David, and the Maram Chalavi point out a very strong Raya. Because the Gemara says, where do you learn it out? From Tashbisu. Tashbisu doesn't talk about the Issa Achila. Tashbisu talks about the mitzvah of beer chametz, getting rid of your chametz, not leaving your chametz. It must be that Issa means Issa Shia. And Mikan, the Gemara, means Minayin, there's an Issa Shia from Chatzos. And where's the Issa Shia Nilmat from? From the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's how many Rishonim learned the Gemara. Ruba de Rishonim. Mitzarech Bia. L'chayra mitzvahs tashbisu is a mitzvahs etzah. It's like a mitzvah of taking a lulav. The mitzvah of taking a lulav, are you over an iser if you don't shake the lulav in the first second? I sure hope not. Yeah. Of course not. You're not over Isser every second you don't take your lulav. The Torah said, there's a mitzvah to take lulav. The Torah says, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Are you over an Isser every second you don't eat matzah? Because no, actually we had a serious reason, Magdim and Lamitzis, but there's no Isser. As where do you see there is an Isser to be Masha Chometz? There is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah of eating matzah. It's a mitzvah of taking lulav. It's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Where do you see that there is an iser in the mitzvah of Tashbisu? What's this lashon of the Gemara? There is an iser. In fact, the Slach on the Vav Amid Aleph says that there is only the mitzvah of Tashbisu is like the mitzvah of Mila. There's no iser to be mashe chametz. Because the Torah says Tashbisu, just like the Torah says Dubris Mila, eat matzah. Like every mitzvah's essay. Mehechi teis. that the avada you could do, leave it as much as you want. In all these Rishonim, we see not like the Slach. We see Tashbisu is a Iser essay also. Danu, there are two kinds of Musagim of Mitzvah's essay that we have in the Torah. One is the Mitzvah of Mila, the Mitzvah of Matzah, the Mitzvah to be Mispal, according to the Rambam, the Mitzvah to learn Torah, a Mitzvah to do a Maisa, a Mitzvah to do something. And then there's another kind. There's an Iser essay. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Be'ula. A Yid is not allowed to marry a Doimi Midar Rishon. Only Dar Shlishi. V'chule. There's an Iser essay. As there's certain Iser Biyas that are Iser essays. As what is Tashbisu? Is Tashbisu a mitzvah essay or is Tashbisu an Iser essay? L'choyre, in our sugya, it's a real eye-opener. Our sugya is mavur that Tashbisu is an Iser essay. Tashbisu is saying it's also to have chomets. Be mashmiz the chomets. Lav avon l'chlal essay is an essay. Kach is mavur in the Gemara. The Tashbisu is an Iser essay. However, over here is going to be a real big chiddush. V'derech klal, we have two kinds. We have mitzvah essay or Iser essay. What is Tashbisu? Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay. It's a mitzvah. You say, Shaykh Rishon, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah essay. And it's an Iser essay. It has a double identity. What is it? It's a mitzvah essay or an Iser essay? It can't be both. Ein bi chometz ela sreifa. You makayim the mitzvah essay dafka b'sreifa. What's together? As l'chayra the kivun is ba'ayfin ze ba'aymik. Some say it's not sveidinim. It's a mitzvah essay and an Iser essay. Aye, we never saw one mitzvah that has two. Shalom aleichem. You just met it. Gevaldi. Das is das. This mitzvah, you see, a mitzvah could do both. That's what some people want to say. L'chayra, you could explain it a little bit tiefer, which is always good. That it's nish devoy stam, it's das stay in yonim. And how do you know both from one mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Nekichas Lulav is to shake a Lulav. Das is a mitzvah's essay. The mitzvah, the iser of a kayin to marry a bula. Is an Iser. Thus is an Iser essay. Over here, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is make sure you don't have chametz. As what is the tachlis of the mitzvah? Don't have chametz. Thus is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. In the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the point of the mitzvah is don't have chametz. As licked in the mitzvah, Iser essay, don't have chametz. Destroy the chametz. Don't have it. Thus is the mitzvah. As over here, the mitzvah inherently, through its Iker Pirish, is a double meaning mitzvah. It's a mitzvah essay, destroy it. And the tachlis of the mitzvah, the point of the mitzvah, is not to have chametz. Don't have chametz. As over here, this mitzvah essay is also an Iser essay. Kach royim in the Gemara. The ones who speak it out mufurish is the chinuch. In the mitzvah of Tashbisu, says Tashbisu is an Iser essay. The Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Mem Dalid, Sif Kotten Yud Aleph, says Tashbisu is Cholik Mi Mitzvah Mila. Tashbisu, every rega you don't do it, you're over an Iser. Masha'en Kain in Mila, every rega you don't do it, you're not over an Avera. He's a Magdimen, but you're not even a Veira. It's not a bitl essay. Every rega, Tashbisu, every rega. V'chein kosev halavush, v'simin tof lamid aleph. Levush is one of the early achronim. As the Magen Avraham and the Levush, two of the early Naisei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch, big daily achronim, say Tashbisu is a Iser essay. And the Magine Shloim on the Gemara over here points out this chiddush. You see in our Gemara, Tashbisu is an Iser essay. Okay, as we have a Klara Gemara, Lefimani Rishainim Tashbisu is a Hisser essay. As I'm waiting for the Briska Eilon to ask me a question, I, Reb Chaim in Sefer Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, says if Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay or is a Hisser essay, is the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Reb Yehuda that holds Ein Bia Chametz El Sreifa holds Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay. And that's why he holds only Sreifa. And the Chachamim holds Tashbisu is an Iser essay. And that's why Hashbis Asay Lechol Dover. And that's why it's not a Lav Hanitik L'essay. Yeah, all of us were Kilu brought up in every Yarchi Kalon Pesach with this Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim, very important, is Reb Chaim Al HaRamba. He's saying Mishtikal Torah in the Ramba. But we have 10 Rishonim here that are Mufurish, not that big. We feed Rav Rishonim the way they learn the Gemara over here. The Gemara is a Gemara Mefureshes. That Tashbisu is a Isir essay. Why the Rambam is different? We're going to see in a minute. The Rambam learns the Gemara different than all the Rishonim. And then Reb Chaim Fitzayish Tikol Taira Ala Rambam. Over the Maisa in all the Rishonim, we see Tashbisu is double identity. So what are we coming lafuke? That's why we were a little bit marich. We're coming lafuke Reb Chaim Halevi Salavechik al Rambam that says it's a machlekes of Yehuda and the Chachamim if Tashbisu is a mitzvah essay or Tashbisu is an issa essay. It's one or the other. It's machlekes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. As we were marich, and we said, yeah. Of course, we didn't bring Reb Chaim till the end, because then everyone would argue with us. Oh, first we brought it down, we bought it from the Yomar. Now you could go back. Okay, and we brought many Makayas before Reb Chaim, the Magen Avraham, the Levush, the Megine Shloima, the G'day Lei Rabbi Seinu or Achreinim, that they also bought, they took out that Tashbisu is an Iser essay, more than a Mitzvah essay. There's one more Marmakam. The Ravid on Davov Amid Aleph. The Ravid on Davov Amid Aleph says, Tashbisu teaches you there's a love of Bal Yirah and there's an Isser to be Mashiach Chametz. Some bring this Ravid, that the Ravid is Mefurish, that Tashbisu is an Isser essay. However, you could learn the Ravid differently. You could learn Tashbisu is Megala that there's an Issa Bal Yirah. Sometimes there's Bal Yirah Mikoyach Tashbisu. Ba'oi Deitaina, the Ravid is the Mandi Yomar in the Rambam that says Bal Yirah is only Zayin Yomim. As how could the Ravid over here that says Tashbisu makes Bal Yirah? The Ravid al Rambam says that Tashbisu is that Bal Yirah is Zayin Yomim. There's no Bal Yirah Michatzeris. What's he saying? That is the Isser Mishum Tashbisu of Bal Yirah. It's L'chayra Mukham in the Ravid that he means there's an Isser essay that's Nilmar from Tashbisu. Why does he call it Bal Yirah? He nicknamed it Bal Yirah. Av L'maisa, it's an Isser essay of Tashbisu. Yesh Lodin, if the Ravid in Asogis is the same person as the Ravid al Rambam. Was it the same person that wrote Asogis on the Rambam, who wrote Asogis on the Rif, the Shitasa, he was masig on everyone? Or is it a different Ravid? Thus is a big shy to bring this Raya, you have to learn he's the same person. The Achiezer stands on this Nikuba. Okay. Okay, as that's the last Shena Marmakam Haravid, that he says that Tashbisu tells you there's Bal Yirah. Does he mean it's an essay of Tashbisu? Or like Rav Nachum Agiloy on Bal Yirah? Yesh Lista. Okay, as that's the Gemara, and over here we see like a big Yisayid in the Gemara. Tashbisu is an Isser essay. So as you see in the Gemara, the fee many Rishon. As we said, Roiv the Rishon. But there are two Rishonim that learn Agamara differently. As the Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalavi bring down a Rashi, that Rashi's pshat in the Gemara is when the Gemara says Minayin Chometz Mishei Shoyes, it's Aser, it means Iser Achila, not Iser Shia. And this is the sheet of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Loisesei Kuv Sadi Zayin. That when the Gemara says Minayin, that it's Aser Bachila, the Gemara Minayin, that it's Aser Midaraisa, which Iser are we talking about? Iser Achila. That's what we're talking about, not the Iser Shia. It's a little bit better, the Fida Rambam, why we brought down the whole Mishnah on Yud Aleph. Yehuda Rameya, their machlokes is in Iser Achila. That's a little bit of a mucker that we brought down the Mishnah, Klape the Iser Achila. Yes. And the Sefer Dikduke Seifer, he tines that he found Ksav Yads of Rashi, that it existed such a pshat in the Gemara. He tines, are Ksav Yad and Rashi, it doesn't exist. Haynu Rashi wrote his Pirush al Hashas four times. There were four Maduras. The Rishonim had one Madura. In our Rashi, we obviously don't see it. It's not Muchach in our Rashi. We don't have such a Rashi. Zitain is Enoch Enami. There was a Rashi in one Madura that Rashi learns that the Taka was going on to Israel, like the Rishonim bring it. Freg the Rishonim a Bamba Kasha. And this Shaila, Rav Daniel HaBavli, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, wrote to Rabbeinu Avram ben Aramam. When the Sefer HaRamam came out, there was a Rishon, Rav Daniel HaBavli, that wrote all the Hasagas on the Rambam, loads of Shailas to Rabbeinu Avram ben Aramam. Because one of the Shailas he asks on the Rambam is that how could you say that? I read the Gemara answers, where do you know it's also Midaraisa from Chatzos? From the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Where do you see Yisra Achila, the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Das Frekta, which is the Shaila of the Maram Chalavi on the Pshat of Rashi and the Rambam. And Lefi Rashi and the Rambam, that the Sugya is handling Yisra Achila. Where do you see Yisra Achila from the mitzvah of Tashbisu? What do you see from the Rambam and Rashi that they hold mitzvahs Tashbisu teaches us Iser Achila. Today's Shia we learned about Tashbisu. It's an Iser Esei Lefi the Rishonim, and now we're taking it a trot right there. Rashi and the Rambam, you see it's an Iser Achila. Where in the world does it say in Tashbisu Iser Achila? As Havoy, let's build the Indian slowly. There is a big machloikis on Chav Ches on the Beis. When does the Iser Achilas Chomet start? One man, the Yoma, says it starts Balela Pesach, Shitas Reb Shimon. Shitas Reb Yehuda is it starts from Chatzos. Leisoich Olav Chomet, there's an extra pasuk to teach you, it's also the Chomet from Chatzos. The Baal Amar on Dav Vav says that according to Reb Shimon, that there's an Iser to eat chametz only from Lel HaPesach, but the mitzvah of Tashbisu is from Chatzos. Azog the Baal Amar, I have a great way to be mashbis chametz. Eat it. Ein lucha hashbisasoi gadol mizeh. Zog the Baal Amar, the fi shitas of Shimon, that the Iser loisoichol of chametz is only Milel Pesach, as you could eat chametz on Erev Pesach, and not only Lefizeh comes out of Rizeh Yechidish, not only according to Rav Shimon, you're not over an Iser if you eat chametz, you could actually make a bracha, Shei Kiddushanu Mimitzoysa Vitzivanu, Lahashvis chametz. You're being Yoytza a mitzvah daraisa of beer chametz. That's the best way to be Mavar chametz. Oh, yeah. Zog the Baal Amar. Tashbisu just means you have to get rid of it. Eating is a form of fear. Yes. There's Shash Klairs according to Yehuda. Could you do this? Ain't beer chametz elas reifa is it called? The digestive system is burning the food. Be doichik, yeah. Vinishmi. But, okay, let's say it's going according to the Chacham. That's his sheetis, the Baal Amar. The Ramban shries Chai V'Kayim on the Baal Amar. and places on Chof Ches Amid Beis argue. E Efshel, that you could eat the chametz if there's a mitzvah of Tashbisa. Can't be. Why can't it be? As there's a shinui between Tosis and the Ramban. The Ramban, when he argues on the Baal HaMor, the Ramban says, the Torah would not tell you to destroy something that you could eat. The Torah doesn't destroy food. That's Roi L'Achila. If there's a din hashpasa, there must be something problem with this food. It's also b'achila, it's also b'ano. But if it's not going to be also, the Torah is not going to give a mitzvah of tashbisu. As from the fact that the Torah gave a mitzvah of tashbisu, it is muchach that it's also. If it wouldn't be also, the Torah stam wouldn't tell you to destroy things. The Torah is not destructive. The Torah only tells you to destroy things that are problematic. As it must be, it's also b'achila. As from the fact that the Torah says tashbisu, that itself teaches you an iser achila. What is this iser achila gonna be? An iser essay l'chayim. And from tashbisu, we're gonna learn there's an iser essay even to eat chametz. In Tosfos, Tosfos says a different deal. Tosfos says that if it's mutter to be oichale, and that would be a way of Mekayim Tashbisu, the Torah would not write, destroy it. That's not called destroying it. If you could eat it, the Torah wouldn't give you a mitzvah to destroy it. From the fact that the Torah wrote, destroy it, it seems the Torah is telling you, don't eat it. As there's a deed from the Lashon of Tashbisu, not to eat. Because if a form of destruction was eating, the Torah would write destroy it. The Torah would tell you, eat it. Make sure it's getting rid of before. Why is the Torah writing the word destroy, tashbisu? Must be that it's a diyuk that you can't eat it. Because there's a diyuk from the lashon of the pasuk tashbisu that you can't eat it. As Lefi Tosfos, it's a diyuk. Lefi the Ramban, it's havana. It's from the Toichen Indian, we see that it must be this. It is a Binishbi. Both of them learn Tashbisu teaches you an iser achila. That'll be Miyashiv the Shaila Reb Daniel Abavli and the Maram Chalavi on the Rashi and on the Rambam. That over here we're learning out an iser achila from the mitzvah of tashbisu. This is a Rashi l'shitasai. The Olam already saw a Rashi that says from tashbisu you learn iser achila. Does anyone know where this Rashi? Until Dalet Amud Beis, there is a mefurish a Rashi that says from tashbisu you learn iser achila. As actually, we made a whole big thing today, but really the island learned a Rashi before. Does anyone know where this Rashi is?
Rashi says in Issa and Achila.
Oh, very nice. It's more than Rashi on Dalid Amid Aleph. Rashi over there. This Gemara of Chometz Midaraisa Asa Mishesh repeats itself one more time on Dalid Amid Aleph. Rashi over there says, what is it going on? Rashi over there says, Midaraisa Einu Asa Minatayra Vibal Yira, and that's what we focused in the Shaitai. But Rashi says something else. Uba Achila Ela Mishay Shais Kidi Yolif Lekamon Min Acholik Min Loishisker Al Chometz. Acholik is Tashbisu. Where do you see from Tashbisu? It's Asa Ba Achila. Asay Vazay. We started off. The Rishonim have a Rashi, and we said, okay, the Duke Seifrin that. We don't have the Rashi, but really there is a Rashi. But now we actually found the Rashi. Even we have the Rashi. Just not on Dalet Amud Beis. It's on Dalet Amud Aleph. You gotta look a little bit harder. Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph is Mavur. That the Gemara over here is talking about Achilas Chometz Daraisa, not about Mitzvahs Tashbisu. Lefizeh, you could end the shtickle, mamish turn it into a shiur klali, Rashi is Lushitasa in the other Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of this sugya is Mavur. There's no Issa Shia Midirabanam. From Sheish Shoyis until Chatzais. That's how we started off with Rashi. Rashi's Mavur, there's no Issa Shia Midirabanam. The Shaila is, but the Gemara Bois Midirabanam, there's an Issa Daraisa. Which Issa Daraisa are we talking about? As we saw, the Fidur Yishayim that learn we're talking Issa Daraisa of Shia, Muchach the Issa Darabanan is Shia. But Rashi the Shitasai that learns the Gemara is handling the Issa Achila and not the Issa Shia, then we don't see this. It's a Shia from Chatzos. That's not what the Gemara is handling. Okay, thus is the Shita of Rashi. From Shitas Rashi. As we saw, two big Yisaidis in Sefta Pesachim here. Number one, actually three. What is the gather of the Din Rabbanan of Sarfim Mitchila Sheish? Is it just a mitzvah to be Sarif? There's nothing else to do. Or is there an Issur Shiyam in the Rabbanan? And then we saw two Chidushim in the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu Daraisa. Is Tashbisu teaching us an Issur Shia? Kach comes out of many Rishonim. And Lefi Rashi in the Rambam, it's also teaching us an Issur Achila. Okay, now we can come to the Shaila. Frey de Gemara, the Kuli Alma, Mia, Chomitz Mishay Shoyish Ramayla, Osa, Mina, not. As the Gemara is going to bring down Kama Bekama Mahal. Five mahalchim. That's the next up. Each one gives a different mahalchim. Haba, it's late. Us, we won't do all five. We'll start. We'll start with one. Bez Hashem. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Trei Koi Ksiv, Shivis Yamim, Solo Yimotze, Vibatecha, Miksiv, Ach, Biyoy Matrishin, Tashbisu, Sar, Mibatecha. As Rashi learns, what's the Gemara asking? Astira between two psukim. What's the stira? Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah says, Bimavaracham, it's Koidim Pesach. Tashbisu says, on Pesach. As is the stira. What must be the answer? Tashbisu means Koidim Pesach. As is the way Rashi learns. As we leave the Eilam off with the Shaila. Freg the Minchas Chinah. The Ramban says that the Pirish of Tashbisu is make that it should be Mushpis. As when is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Before Chatzos. Because Tashbisu doesn't mean Lehashbit. Tashbisu means it should be Mushbat. It should be destroyed. As Tashbisu says, you destroy it before, that when Chatzos comes, it should be Mushbat. What's the stila? Harei, what? It says Bal Yirah, and it says Tashbisu. Great, Tashbisu is Koidim Zmanai. That's what the man says. That Tashbisu means you destroy it before, that when the time comes it's supposed to be destroyed, it'll be destroyed. As Bal Yirah means it should be destroyed on Pesach. And Tashbisu means, therefore, the second before Pesach, you destroy it. Muchach in Rashi over here, Rashi holds not like the Ramban, and you have to say a different teretz on Rashi, which we saw before the Magen Shlomo. We gave a different teretz, but now that we're learning the sugya, Minei in Rashi, you see he doesn't hold of the Ramban. But this is not only one Rashi not like the Ramban. There's another Rashi. Rashi says, V'lo yamtin atchila sheva. Midaraisa, you wait until tchila sheva. According to Ramban, that's not true. You do it at 11:59. You don't do it at 12:01. You don't do it at tchila sheva. Oida pam, you see in Rashi, even though the Ramban said it, take me miyashiv Rashi, but Rashi himself doesn't hold it the Ramban. Okay. That's a hara. This feed the Ramban. How is he going to learn the Gemara? I have to learn like this. Okay, with that we just started off. We saw a lot. We're going to stop here. And Bez Hashem, on your mission, you'll see the sheet of Abaya. Just just a mar mokom. The Gilgin Ashas sends to Shuvis Ha'ran. As you go on for a second, you have on Sunday. No, no, you don't have to go anywhere now. You can get the Shuvis Ha'ran to give it out. The mar mokom. The Olam should look inside. The Shuvis Ha'ran explains a machlokes rishonim if it's a stira. And Rav Nochum by this big Yisaitis and Baal Yerov from this Chuvas Aran that Rav Kiva Eger was Mitzrayim, and we'll ask the Olam to see the Chuvas Aran inside before Shia.